Riley is here. She's going to be taking testimonies. So if any, Jane is, could you raise your hand? She will take your name and phone number if you have any testimony that you'd wish to give the ministry. Where did Peter go? Oh, you ready? Oh, okay. I don't know if I can get through this tonight because, for one thing, I can't find my glasses. But I'll do the best I can. Jesus gave a message today. He said, I am Jesus, born incarnate. I have come as your merciful Savior. I have come to help my brothers and sisters in their weaknesses. Do not be dismayed when you discover you have slipped from the path of holy love. Your falls reveal areas of weakness which we need to address. Trust in my mercy. If I forgive you, you must also forgive yourself. Unforgiveness, whether it is of another or of yourself, is pride. Not one of you is perfect in holy love because of original sin. Therefore, see in your falls the grace to get up and go on with new insight as to your faults. Ask my mother's assistance in overcoming these areas of weakness. She will pass on to you the grace to recover from your fall and to address your faults. Each fall should strengthen you then. Concentrate on overcoming your own weaknesses and do not look critically at others. I forgive others their faults too. I forgive others their faults, not just you yours. Be a sign of my mercy in the world around you and allow me to be the judge of you and all people. I will bless such an effort. So I just broke that message down and what Jesus was telling us. First of all, he said, do not despair over your sinfulness. So in John chapter 8, we read, Jesus finally straightened up and said to her, woman, where did they all disappear to? Has no one condemned you? No one, sir, she answered. Jesus said, nor do I condemn you. You may go, but from now on, avoid this sin. So in that we see not only his mercy, but that we're supposed to learn from where we make our mistakes. It's as though we're walking along a path, and it's a very familiar path. But all of a sudden we trip and fall. And the next time we come to that same area on that same path, we should be more careful. We should know where we tripped and what we tripped over. And then in the message, Jesus also said, forgive yourself and to believe in his mercy. So I had something to read here about that. Humility in our falls. If we contemplate our misery without raising our eyes to God, the Father of mercies, we will easily become discouraged. By examining ourselves thoroughly, we will see that discouragement always comes from two closely related causes. The first is that we depend upon our own strength. Through it, our pride is wounded and deceived when we fall. The second is that we lack reliance on God. We do not think of referring to him in times of prosperity, nor do we have recourse to him when we fail him. In short, we act by ourselves. We try to succeed alone, we fall alone, and alone we contemplate our fall. The result of such conduct can only be discouragement. Indeed, how could we expect to find in ourselves the strength to rise again when it was our very want of strength that made us fall? God does not want us to act by ourselves. And then in the message, Jesus said, each fall should strengthen you then. So that means that, I'm supposed to look at this now. That means that self-knowledge should be a strengthening to us, and it should reveal to us the areas of our weaknesses. If we're impatient, then that's what we have to look out for and ask for help from God with. Now, this is also from the Divine Intimacy. St. John of the Cross compares the soul to a glass window with the ray of sunlight shining on it. If the glass is dirty, the ray cannot illuminate it, nor transform it completely into its light. Its illumination will be in proportion to its clearness. If, on the other hand, it is absolutely clean and spotless, it will be illuminated and transformed in such a way as to appear to be the luminous ray itself and to give the same light. God is the divine sun, that's S-U-N, shining upon our souls, desiring to invade them and penetrate them completely, transforming them into his light and love. Before he does this, however, he waits until the soul resolves to free itself from every creature stain, that is, the stains of sin and inordinate attachments. Then in the message Jesus gave, he said, concentrate on overcoming your own faults. Do not look critically at others. This is from The Imitation of Christ. We cannot count on ourselves much, for often through lack of grace and understanding, our judgment is a limited one, and we soon lose what we have through our own neglect. Often we are unaware of our own interior blindness. Many times we do evil, and what is far worse, we justify it. Sometimes our passions rule us, and we mistake it for zeal. We are critical of the small defects in our neighbors, but overlook the serious faults in ourselves. We are quick to complain of what we put up with from others, with never a thought of what others suffer from us. If we would see ourselves as we really are, we would not find cause to judge others severely. Those who are turned to God consider the care of themselves before all other cares, and looking seriously to themselves, they find it easy to be silent about the deeds of others. You will never be an interior person and a follower of Christ unless you learn not to meddle in the affairs of others and to look to your own affairs. If you are concerned wholly with God and yourself, you will be unconcerned with what goes on around you. Where are you when you are not recollected? And when you have been busy with other people's affairs, what have you to show for it if you have neglected yourself? If therefore you wish to have peace in your soul and to be united to God, set aside all else and focus the eye of your soul on your own deeds. And I'll just close with this other part of The Imitation of Christ. Keep yourself calm and even prepare yourself to undergo greater suffering. All is not lost just because you find yourself often in trouble and grievously tempted. Remember, you are human and not God. You are flesh and blood, not an angel. Do you think you can continue in the same state of virtue when this was not found in the angels in heaven, nor in the first man in Eden? I am he who raises up and supports those even lifting up to my Godhead those who know their own weakness. Thank you very much.